Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sounds like this. Look out weekend. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
They're dead. They're dead. They're dead.
Sounds like Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That's right, you are right over this, man.
It's Platinum Plates, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Ire! 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 Yeah! Good evening, Rastafari. I would say, Jalive itinually. And there's a natural mystic blowing through the air.
When you perform on the same bill with people like that, do you feel any different from when you perform in Jamaica on your own?
Well, right now, the difference in feelings. You know, right now, I'm going to reason. Feel no difference. We just want to play good music and play good music. Mm-hmm. So I don't care which part of the music I play. Because it's not the people who play music, you know.
Yeah. What exactly is the point you want to get to in music?
Well, the point is the fulfillment of revelation. And I man don't say it's my work to go out in a Babylon, really do what I do. But I find myself doing it and I can't stop it because greater power than the power I know of myself. Make I do it.
There's a natural mystic blowing through the air. If you listen carefully now, you will hear. This could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last.
Now, Bob, could we talk a little bit about you and how you started out in the singing business? I know you started very young. How did you start?
Started out crying.
Right from the start.
Yeah, eh? Started out crying, you know. And then music becomes a part. Our music is a part, I was a part, you know. But I tell you, it really started, it's really a thing when we really have to go think about how it really started, because we can't be ungrateful to Jah. Because yesterday we started, yet it was yesterday, you know. So from the beginning, Jah created, you know, the starting for the man start.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So really have to think about from creation then.
All right. Well. Okay. Let's get it down to this sort of terms now. When did you first go in a studio, or somebody got you in a studio, or you went on a stage show or something, perform in public?
About 1960.
Now, what is that? You went in
a
studio to record?
No, but Kestin, yes. Kestin, them used to have a little thing down at Queens, there, you know. So one night, I'm going to sing a tune and win a pound. And the man, them tell us, they must start singing.
Right away.
Yeah, because them telling us.
Tell me now, as a Rasta, what is your feeling about being Jamaican?
Being Jamaican?
Yeah.
Well, being Jamaican. Well, here it's going on, Neville. Being Jamaican. I don't say being Jamaican, you know. I see myself as a Rasta, being Rasta.
Uh-huh.
You know. So Jamaica is Jamaica. Africa is Africa. I'm an Arasta.
You don't have any boundaries.
My boundaries. No, well, I must pick a place, my earth, where I know I must live. And I know I want to live near my father. And my father lives in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
So I must live where my father is.
Literally? In other words, literally, you hope to go and live in Ethiopia someday?
I don't hope. We're going near. This is 1973, going near to 74, you know, and just say, before one of my word pass away, heaven and earth crash, dig, and him same gone for prepare a place that where he is, I and I shall be there also.
Bob, listen, every day nowadays you read about famine in Ethiopia. What you say to that now?
Right. Great.
Everybody
I said great. If you don't know God, you're going to suffer and dead. No God, no partial, regardless where you depend on earth. If you're there to go up in a palace and you don't know, say him is the Almighty, you suffer. Regardless where you're there, God, no partial. No, I could have starved and suffered too, but I know Jah.
Listen, Bob.
Some bread we run on know the right, but get brutalized by just saying right things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One good thing about music, when it hits you, you know. Oh, I say one good thing about music, when it hits you, you know. Hit me with music, yeah. Hit me with music now. This is
Trenchtown Rock.
Don't watch that.
Trenchtown Rock.
Big fish or sprat.
Trenchtown Rock.
What you sow,
Trenchtown Rock,
and only judge I know.
Trenchtown Rock,
I'll never turn my back.
Trenchtown Rock,
I'll give the summer try.
Trenchtown Rock,
I'll never let the children cry.
Trenchtown Rock,
all you got to tell judge why. It's Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12 now. It's Kingston.
You know, Bob, it seems to me you always seem to come back to the situation when you talk that you're always aware of the suffering. It seems to me that it's all, you keep coming right back to it all the time. I would you say you're a bitter person or angry or you know?
Well, I'm on sight of earth today, Neville. And when I'm on sight of earth, I know some people live off a false pretense, majority of them, you know, and I know say. I and I don't have to suffer the way always suffer. Not because of material things, but in some way material things becomes an object for me. I and I have to suffer. And through the people and the teaching with them get, and them want to come teach me the same teaching the whole while with them get. And we show them the truth today. And so them fight against the truth because them say, well then, because of this self-pride and respect. Because you're older than me, I shouldn't come tell you something where you should have known long time ago. So you use this false pride and fight me down. Because when I tell you about Rastafari, through your long experience you are from time ago about the teaching where you get, you can't see this nothing in a new wine. This is creation, you know. But you can't see something where them don't teach you. You only have to see where them teach you.
Yeah.
So it's not anger and all of that, but it's just truth, you know. And and then it have to bust out a man like river.
Right. And your way to bust it out is in your music. That's the way it comes out. That's how, eh?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Your expression.
So talk, yeah.
Alright. Listen now, you talk about material things, right? But Bob, quite frankly, I don't think you would fairly say that right now you are a sufferer in the sense of money.
Well, if you check what money is, then money don't make you suffer, and money don't make you don't suffer. Hey, everything really rests in your mind, you know, because I dig this.
Yeah.
I man is a farmer, you know, and I man don't live with money. Them could have never give you a penny, I see. I man have to live. You know, but again, you know, I man can play music, and I man don't fear it for the earth, so I man play music, and if money for come out of music, but don't it come out of music, I don't mind directly. My heart really open wide, I bleed blood, forget money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
For the thing is, Selassie I is the King of Kings, pan earth, no rich guy pan earth, rich like the King of Kings. So my father is the richest man pan earth, so I'm a rich, rich man. But then I mind me kind of suffer on you because, you know, because not material things make you suffer, you know, because just them never give a man more than him can bear. That means you know, some man tell me, say, yes, them never drink no tea and the other day never drink no tea, because I know if the man that want to drink tea, he could have drink tea. So it's the mind things, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It seems to me you put such a lot in your lyrics. Does it bother you that Jamaica people don't hear your lyrics as well as they should? Or you think that they understand them and your message is getting across?
Well, I said many shall be called but only few chosen, right? And then the people have listened to the last, to the trumpet, which is not no trumpet to a complete. Man of God talks, his imperial majesty, earth rightful ruler.
Yes, in the words of the man himself, speaking in, I think that was, did it say 1973? But watch, when we're speaking 73, 63, 2003, we won't be speaking 2003, I'm dead, but even today, his words still resonate. The man himself, but I tell you what, when he talks about he wasn't bothered about money, I'm not saying he was gravelicious about money, but Bob Marley was a very, very, very astute businessman. Believe that. Dangerous guy. Nasmi Breda, hold this classic.
You are got tired to see me face. Can't get me out of the race. Oh man, you said I'm in your place. And then you drop out, yeah. I make you drop out, yeah. And then you drop out, yeah. Oh man, it's just a play in it.
I got tired, me see we face.
Oh yeah.
We said it can't get me out of the race.
Yes, not be better. No bad a draw, no bad card, you know. See the start of this tune. It's one of the most profound lines ever written, in my humble opinion. So you know what? I'm taking this one.
Every man got the right to decide.
And that's it. Every man's got a right to decide his own destiny. Sin, I'm me that.
It's GJX, the Platinum Place, with GJ Ski, 93.2 FM. Stay tuned.
Every man got a right to decide.
Every Manchester beats a heart. Seen Wallaby.
Seen
Beres. Bereford Clark. Wagwan, my brother. Enjoy the Marley mix. I'm a week late with the celebration for Bob Marley. Was celebrating his life, you know, past 45 years ago on Monday the 11th. 45 years ago he died. It's mad. Beres, I've got a nice one lined up for you, my brother. So Beres, pull this one, yes, sir. Because I know, you know, that I know, that you know. Anyway, I'll stop it there. And if Jazz not there, Nas will be there. There's no distortion here, pal. Marlon the Wailers from the Confrontation album, posthumous album released shortly after he died. In my opinion, Bob Marley was one of the best lyricists ever. The guy wrote tune after tune after tune after tune. This next one, saying that to Mr. Fearon, is also such a profound start. Mr. Fearon, you like mine, didn't you? No, the tune that I chose for myself, but hold this one, you saw. Man to Man.
Man to man is so unjust. Children, you don't know who to trust.
To communicate. From you learn to communicate, that is very great. So listen to this and get it straight. Cause this a live good time. We don't want no more war and crying. When I tell you this a live good time, sound system self is living in some peace and love. Original Hugh Brown said that. Run it!
Man is so unjust. Children, you don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend, and your best friend your worst enemy. Some will eat and drink with you. So only eat could reveal it. And who the captain
let them wear it.
Who the captain
let them wear it.
Said I
throw me con.
Me no call no foul.
I
say in cup, cup. Some will hate you, pretend they love you now.
Ooh.
Then behind they try to eliminate you. But who Jah bless? No one curse. Thank God we're past the worst.
Car no fall, you know.
That's a banger, Grandad.
You're not wrong, son.
Root, natty roots, dread.
As a single. That was a flip side. Anyway, where were you and how old were you when you first heard your Bob Marley? First Wailers tune. Or maybe for some of you it would have been Bob Marley and the Wailers. That would have been after 19 or 74 and afterwards. But before that, it was the Wailers. Where were you? I'll tell you where I was. It was the heat wave of 1976. And I was at home. And somebody gave me this album and said, go and play it. I didn't even know. I'd never even heard of him. But I was in my yard playing this on my Blaupunkt. 1960 Blaupunkt. Blue Spot Radiogram. See? This one. And although I heard it for the first time in 1976, this is a 1974.
Yeah.
Live up yourself, Gene. Bob Marley. Actually, that was the first Bob Marley on the Wailers album. That 1974 Live Up Yourself title track. See? And yes, Burris, like Michael Jackson, I'm not going to name that product, but like Michael Jackson, you can talk about Bob Marley in any part of the world, any corner, any little, anywhere you can talk about Bob Marley. See? You're right. All right. You know, as well as like, you know, being a turning into over time an hardcore Rasta man. But he liked a bit of loving, didn't he? Eh? Didn't miss about. Word has it that he wrote this for Cindy Breakspeare, who was Jamaica Miss World in 1976, I do believe. With whom he sired Damien Junagong Marley.
Good friends we have.
Bamalinuelas, 1974. This next one, 1978, originally done in 1970, under the title of Don't Rock My Boat. It's a beautiful little track.
My boat,
rock my boat,
'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat,
oh please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't
no,
rock
no,
my boat,
'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my
I'm
boat,
I'm telling you that, oh,
Marlon Wayne's 1978. What a retake. Beautiful. Back in here, pal. I'm telling you now, watch it.
now a Lovers Rock selection from Dread Broadcasting Corporation.
You have some distortion, mate. From like a pro Anna, eh? Now then.
The party, have a good time. She looks so hot, feeling fine. She loves to smoke, sometimes shifting cold.
Paradise. That's all she was. Such an underplayed tune, this, you know. And I think it's just chop.
Turn your lights down low. And pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Saying, ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seemed I was never on time. Still I wanna get through to you, girl, on time, on time. I want to give you some love,
good, good love.
I want to give you some good, good love. Oh, I, oh, I, say I want to give you some good, good loving,
good, good loving.
Turn your lights down low.
Cuckoo.
Never try to resist. Cuckoo. Oh no. Oh, let my love come tumbling in into our life again. Saying, ooh, I love you.
Yeah, turn your lights down low. And you know what's going to happen when you do. You mess about that, like I'm telling you.
And I want you to know right now.
And I won't be waiting in vain. A slightly different version to the album. I love this track. Time for this and one more, then we're gone. Robbie Lynn Bullitt. That means I'm sending this one out to you, Rob, because I know that's a bit Thanos. A bit like that, aren't they?
I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. From the very first time I placed my eyes on you, girl, my heart says follow through. But I know now that I'm way down on your line. But the waiting feel is fine. So don't treat me like a puppet on a string, 'cause I know how to do my thing. Don't talk to me as if you think I'm dumb. I wanna know when you're gonna come. See, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. 'Cause it means I'm here, I'm still waiting there.
Nuz, as you know, time means everything. And Nuz, then the answer is revised to yes. Anyway, people, time has really liquid on. So, Nuz, my brother, as usual, big respects. Rob, Lynn, Kalinka, Beris, Zafirin, Macha. Bless up, thanks for getting in touch with the show. And I've enjoyed it. Don't matter what tunes you play with Bob Marley, you can't fail but have a good show. Can't fail, you know. That's how it goes. Anyway, we've got time for one more. Enough of this lover stuff. He was a Rasta man. I'm messing about.
Like I said, it's been 3 years since I'm knocking on your door.
Alright, for today, here is the last one. I hope you appreciate it. I'm not really bothered because it's the last one anyway. So I'll say that. I'll go on. Rastaman chant, you know, I'm going to take it down low, take it down low, take it down low, take it down low. Obviously, we got Chris from Sounds Like This, yeah. Just bursting into place like he owns joint. Yeah. Well, actually, I think he partly owns it, to be honest.
See you.
Naz Maka, who was the first one to get in touch with the show today, he said he's really enjoyed the show and he's had a good sing along. Yeah, so what they're going to say to him then, pal? I've had a little sing along. That's got to sing to Bob Marley, hasn't that? So be the lad. My timing is impeccable sometimes.
That's a banger, Grandad.
Sounds like this. Sounds like this.